Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:47 on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
More than 2,800 Kennedy assassination documents released.
Two.
Drug take-back drive Saturday in Sedgwick County.
One.
Senate committee narrowly approves Brownback's nomination to be religious ambassador. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning in traffic, well, we've got some heavy traffic areas out there right now. Starting to see some slowdown right now. Kellogg, not Dugan Road or so. Right around I-235, the construction there, so watch out for slowdowns in those areas. And we've got traffic conditions. It's cold this morning.
Tires might freeze the air in your tires.
Well, I suppose so. Make sure that you've got your tires properly inflated.
You bet.
What I was going to say is there were two auto thefts yesterday where cars were left running unattended and they were stolen. That's not a good idea. Yeah, don't leave your keys in an unattended running car. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 47 degrees. Thursday's high was 73 before things went, well, north. We had a north wind today at 21 to 23 miles per hour and gusting higher than that. Clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 26. Saturday, sunny. Tomorrow's high climbing way back up to 54 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. We've got a north wind gusting to 38 miles per hour and 36 degrees. Aside from the more practical hats that you can buy at Hatman Jack's, they also stock various costume hats as well. Top hats, steampunks, derbies, and period hats of all kinds. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. The Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll can be found on our webpage, knssradio.com. You are invited to participate and let your feelings be known. Should the proposed Tyson Chicken Processing Plant be located in Sedgwick County? We are closing the poll right now on this one. 20% saying we need more information before deciding. 23% said no, no Tyson. 58% said yes, they would like to have that chicken processing plant located somewhere here in Sedgwick County. So 62%.
No, we ended up getting 43% saying no or still
yes,
thinking about it.
There's some negative on there. It's possibly negative. Today's special Halloween question, do you believe in the paranormal? Ghosts, witches, zombies, UFOs. Here are the choices. They are just stories. Or some of it makes sense, the rest is nonsense. Or it's all real. Wake up, people. Today's special Halloween question. All right. And it's again, Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com, poll at our webpage, knssradio.com. Of course, I have told my story, Ted.
Yes.
And have been quoted in a book, actually.
Yes.
And somebody had interviewed me on TV one time about it, too. The Carey House ghost story. I'll tell that next hour. I'll wait. Unless you're tired of that story, Ted.
Of course, I like it. I like, knowing someone that has experienced the paranormal.
I think it was.
Well.
I'm not convinced.
You're not convinced?
Mm.
Well, why do you tell the story, then?
Because I like to get a lot of attention. That's basically why I do everything. Gains for technology companies and banks Thursday helped the stock market recover some of its losses. From earlier in the week, the Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 3 points. The Dow gained 71. The NASDAQ composite lost 7 points.
Okay.
Aetna's stock has surged after a news report said CVS Health is in talks to buy the insurer in a deal that could be worth more than $60 billion.
Good grief.
And the CEO of American Airlines says he is looking forward to company representatives meeting with the NAACP to discuss the civil rights group's charge that the carrier has a culture of racial insensitivity. The NAACP earlier this week warned African Americans that if they fly on American Airlines, they may face discrimination or even safety issues.
Wow.
Yikes.
So the CEO says, what's that all about? I got to sit down and talk to these people, see what's going on. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted, and it's time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, talking about basic finances for success. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Stephen. You know, I'm amazed at how many very intelligent people make silly financial decisions. Now, this may be because today's financial marketplace offers choices without much guidance on whether that choice is right for the person who uses it or not. For example, debt. Now, there is good debt and bad debt. I've talked about this much before. Good debt would be a loan on something that appreciates, like, say, investing in a small business, tools that help you do things that make money, and things that appreciate, like your home. You know, it can appreciate in value. Well, the cost of good debt can often be written off. In the case of borrowing money for a business, the interest you pay may be something that you can write off as a cost of doing business. Or the mortgage interest on your home may be written off against income as well. Bad debt is borrowing to purchase something that is essentially a consumable, and you borrow the money because you don't have the money to buy it right now. Sorry, but you just can't afford it if you have to borrow it to buy something that is not going to appreciate in value. Fees. Well, I don't know what we pay for things. Some outwardly savvy shoppers may know the best price of everything in town. They always pay the lowest possible price for anything that they buy, but then they run a balance on their credit card that charges 21% interest. Go figure. Well, I've seen very smart people leave a job, then withdraw their entire 401k at once and pay taxes on it. Why? Because they say they may need the money, and they are hit with an early withdrawal penalty of 10%, and they pay income tax on that as well. Then they go stick that money in a bank, drawing a quarter of a point interest. So if you have an emergency, take out just what you need when you need it. Don't take out the whole thing at once. Owning gold, platinum, and silver is an investment that it's not a bad idea. It should only be a portion of your total net worth because it is an asset class that has a place in a diversified portfolio. However, buying a gold IRA and taking possession of well-appraised gold coins is not always so smart. Trust the safety of a qualified institution, or at least keep gold in a safety deposit box at a bank. And, of course, if you have any questions about this or other things that I talk about, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
All right, Don. This is Cranky Coworkers Day.
How's it going there?
Do you know someone who always seems to be in a foul mood on the job?
Oh, shut up, Steve.
Is there a gloomy Gus in accounting? A crabby Carol in human resources? A surly Sam in sales?
Oh, man.
Give them a smile. It may cheer them up or leave them completely puzzled at your positive attitude.
A cranky Don't Mac behind the mic.
Cranky coworker day.
That's funny.
Ted gives me a lot of grief about being a cranky coworker, but obviously I am not cranky. I'm never in a foul mood. I keep an even
coffee. I hear before your coffee, you're hell on wheels.
No, I'm just not very verbal. You can ask Jad. I don't have a lot to say when I'm here at work because I have to stay busy. I concentrate on the job that I have to do. I am devoted to being the best broadcaster I can possibly be. Now, if that is misconstrued as some sort of negative attitude, some crankiness or crabbiness, well, to heck with you.
See,
that's being crabby. Being real crabby.
Once people start arriving in the building, it just rolls over into cranky territory.
Yeah. Well, I do that just for effect, just keep them away from me. You'd be surprised. That works pretty good if you're really cranky all the time. They just stay away from you.
Yeah.
You know what people mess around.
Go.
Okay,
be a loner. Yeah, be that guy.
Now, have you ever used that phrase, Don? I'm a people person.
Sure, I think I am.
Yeah, if applying for a job or something, you say, I'm a people person, right?
Whatever that means.
Right?
Yeah. That means you're a human being, I guess.
Yeah.
I would never use that phrase, applying for a job. I'm a people
you
person.
You wouldn't?
No. They wouldn't believe me. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, I believe that.
If you have a cranky coworker today, give him a big smile. Tell them Steve and
Will
Ted.
Do.
Steve and Ted said, have a nice day. Thank you, Don. 6:56 now. Coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. White House stops release of some JFK assassination documents. We've got the story coming up at 7. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.